Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Dr. Robin Gather's moving book, From Trauma to Triumph, details her journey of overcoming domestic violence and childhood trauma, a testament to the resilience of the human spirit and the power of healing. Dr. Gathers is the CEO and co-founder of New Beginnings Life Ministry and Consulting, recognized for her extensive work as a mental health advocate and a board-certified Christian counselor. With over a decade of experience, she specializes in helping individuals and families navigate challenges such as anxiety, depression, relationship issues, and trauma through a compassionate and sensitive approach. She holds a doctorate degree from Theophany University. She's also an award-winning motivational speaker, best-selling author, and community leader, serving on the board of directors for various community-focused initiatives where the focus is on domestic violence and abuse. Dr. Robin Gathers, author of the powerful memoir From Trauma to Triumph, our guest on This Week in America. Doctor, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, Rick. I'm so thankful to be here. Just excited. Ecstatic.
Well, I am looking forward to this as well. You share your personal story, and you're helping so many people in doing this. Let's talk about the decision to write this book. This book is honest. This book is a deeply personal story. What went into your decision to write this book, From Trauma to Triumph?
I felt it was time. As a mental health practitioner, there's so many people that are going through life challenges. At the end of the day, we're all going through different challenges. However, a lot of people do not know how to navigate through those challenges, stemming from various, let it be childhood, let it be in an adult stage. And a lot of people are just stuck. So I just felt it was the appropriate time to write this book and letting that individual know that you can make it. You can get through whatever you are going through. You don't have to feel stuck in whatever you're going through.
Then you choose a title. Your title is From Trauma to Triumph. Talk about picking that title, because it really takes the low of trauma to the high of triumph. Talk about the title, because it's really meaningful. Those three words really tell the whole story of the book.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. As a woman of faith, I prayed, okay, Lord, you're having me to write this book, and what should I name it? And the name came to me, From Trauma to Triumph, because that is exactly as you mentioned, it is from trauma to triumph. It was just so befitting the title that came to me to describe this journey that I went through from my childhood to now.
The book is available wherever books are sold. Of course, Amazon. You go to the Amazon page and look for Dr. Robin Gathers. Her website has great information there, and that's very simple, drrobin.info. All of those links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about in this journey that you were on, was there a time, a turning point for your true healing? Because you talk about all of the lows. Let's talk about a point where you decided enough is enough. I'm going to go in the opposite direction now.
You know, I made that conscious decision when I had enough. A person has to come to that point to say, you know, I have had enough. It's time to make a change in my life. It's time to reclaim my life back. And, you know, I stress, when you have had enough, that's when it's time to make that change. It's time to pivot and just say, you know I can be better. I know I can do better because I deserve better.
Talk about once you make that decision. It's not that simple, is it? There are pitfalls awaiting you. Talk about that and having the resilience to continue. For some people, after one or two setbacks, they may say, this isn't going to work. This is who I am. This is where I'm going to be for the rest of my life. How do you get through those downtimes?
Well, how I got through it is my faith. That's first and foremost.
Yes.
My faith. Secondly, it's through my faith I asked the Lord to give me that strength that I needed, and He gave me that strength. I don't mean to sound so, you know, cliche-ish, but that's factual. He gave me that strength that I needed. It all comes from being resilient. It all comes from just, you know, realizing just so many different things. It also comes from the upbringing that my parents instilled in me that I had to rely on besides my faith in the Lord, is having that willpower, having that strength to persevere, to become that person that God has wanted me to become. That faith that, again, my parents just said, you know, you can do better. You deserve it. A lot of people just, they don't feel that they deserve to do better.
Yes.
They, you know, all the things that life brings to one, they just don't feel that they deserve it. They don't feel that they're worthy of better. It's hard. It's difficult. I would be the first one to say it's extremely difficult, but you know, it all goes back to what I stated initially. Once you've made up in your mind, I had enough.
Are there people who say this is my fault? They hold themselves responsible. And if so, how do you get away from it? How do you make them realize it's not your fault?
Mm-hmm. Yes. I went through that as well. Everything was my fault. It's called what we say in the counseling field, therapy field, it's that gaslighting effect, especially when you're going through a lot of domestic violence, that person will make you feel that everything is your fault. And I'm glad that I had a support group around me to say, hey, Robin, it's not your fault. You know, when you're speaking about a lot of domestic violence, that is the way the abuser will make you feel.
Yes.
And through the support group of friends and family, along with my church, they made me feel that, and they've said to me repeatedly, this is not your fault. You don't deserve this. You deserve better. And it's time to, you know, pick your bootstraps up and move forward with your life. Life is entirely too short. And I decided to dig deep, if you will, dig deep and say, you know, they're right. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve all the things that are coming my way that's being presented to me. I deserve better. And I did. I, you know, looked at the various resources, which I shared in my book as well. You know, for those that are not aware of the resources, there are a multitude of resources that I share in the back of the book to say, you know, these are the options available to anyone that's going through any type of trauma, anyone that is going through any type of domestic violence, that it's not your fault and that you can persevere and get through these challenges that's being presented to you. It's having that self-esteem, having that awareness, and it's built with time.
You know, the book by Dr. Robin Gethers, that's Gethers, her website is drrobin.info, From Trauma to Triumph, a Memoir, is more than just a memoir. As she mentioned, it's a step-by-step guide. She sort of takes you by the hand and gives you all the information, leads you to in the right direction to overcome all of these battles that Dr. Gethers went through herself. In writing this book, going back and reliving the trauma, the emotional trauma that you went through, what was the most challenging chapter for you, and how difficult was this for you to go back and face everything and then share it with the public?
Oh my goodness. As a mental health practitioner, it was extremely hard when it comes to helping my clients. I'm very transparent to let that person know that in all probability, I have been where you are and what you're going through in your life. It was quite different being transparent versus being very vulnerable. I am not used to being vulnerable, having to dig back into this space of healing, still being cathartic for me. However, it was very, very difficult, to say the least. There were many times that I've had to close my laptop and say, I can't get through this. I can't do this, you know, reliving the pain all over again. Yes. And just, yes, it was very, very, very difficult. But I said, you know, a friend of mine said to me, Dr. Robin, this book is not for you. This book that you need to write has to be and will be for somebody else. And that gave me more motivation to say, you know what, I've got to get through this. And once again, asking the Lord for that strength to share this story. And consequently, through a lot of late nights and crying, and consequently, I got through this. And then, you know, the icing on the cake, if you will, is to win an award for this book as a first-time author. It just really blew my mind to win an award from Reader's Magnet just by sharing my truth. A few people that have read the book said to me, actually, have you really gone through these things that's in the book? And I said, yes, it's not fiction. it's a fact. It's definitely nonfiction. But like I said, it was very, very, very difficult at times. But I was so thankful to just get through it and just kept everything in the forefront of my mind to just remember what my girlfriend said. This book is for somebody else that is stuck, even if they have gone through it or if they know somebody that's going through this. You know, it's a journey, I would tell anybody.
Yes.
Yes, going through any type of trauma, any type of domestic violence, even if they haven't gone through it themselves, a lot of people are suffering in silence. And you'd be surprised the person, that relative, that you may not know what may be going on with them specifically. Everybody, Rick, is going through something. Yes. But a lot of people just don't know how to navigate through this. And as a counselor, that's what I'm here for. But also, the book will help you. And I encourage anyone, everyone, if you know somebody going through trauma, if you know somebody that is going through any type of domestic violence and abuse, please get the book. Please, please, please let my book help that person or help you navigate through this process, this journey. It's not a sprint. It's not a marathon. It is a journey.
A journey.
Healing.
The book is From Trauma to Triumph by our guest on the program, Dr. Robin Gethers, G-E-T-H-E-R-S, drrobin.info is her website. What are some of the lessons you hope that people take away from reading the book? What are some of the important lessons you hope that you can pass on to the reader?
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't call it lessons, Rick. It's teaching in the aspect of that person that's going through or that has gone through, that you can overcome. You are an overcomer. I want to share with that reader that despite life's obstacles, as long as we wake up every day, we will go through challenges. But to let that person, man, woman, you know, trauma has no gender, domestic violence has no gender, no race. You are an overcomer. And a lot of times we have to manifest these things and keep speaking these positive words in the atmosphere. You can overcome. You can be resilient. You can become triumphant through the things that you are going through in your life.
You describe
those are the lessons. Yes.
Yeah. The main theme of the book. The book's available again wherever books are sold. A link to Dr. Robin's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You describe both the pain and the growth that you went through. You mentioned triumphant. Talk about triumphant. What is triumph, and how did it affect you? When did you realize you had gone from trauma to a level that you would say is triumphal?
You know, it when I went through this healing process, and actually, you know, to be transparent, I'm still healing. I'm still growing. So I don't, in terms of the level, wow, I've never been asked that question. It is a process. Everybody's process, everybody's journey is different. So as I still continue to heal years later, I've reached that pivotal moment where, of course, I don't like to relive this, but I don't feel that there's a pivotal moment. I don't feel that there's a level of just say, hey, I've been there, I've succeeded, because I'm still going through. You know, I have learned throughout the years that, you know, life is all about lessons. Life is all about teaching moments. And it has just gotten me stronger through this process. It's all about being, as I say, you know, resilient. So that's the best way that I can answer that question. I know where I came from as far as the pain and the trauma.
Yes.
And I've grown. I've graduated to become somewhat resilient, become triumphant through this, because I've overcome. I'm still overcoming, but I've overcame a lot of the pain that once took me in a lot of dark places. You know, and a lot of people, I'm sure, can relate to that. When a person is going through a lot of pain in their life, they will turn to various substances to numb and ease that pain. But at the end of the day, you know, once everything wears off, so to speak, the pain is still there. The hurt is still there. The trauma is still there. But, you know, through God's grace, you know, I have learned to, if you will, I have learned to overcome these challenges myself in time, through time, navigating through a lot of the support groups that I was fortunate to learn about. A lot of the support groups helped me, my church, my family members. And once again, it is definitely a journey. It's definitely, but at the end of the day, pardon me, I have just my faith, my just everything that I have gone through, Rick. I am so thankful that I can look back through this journey, through this process, to say I have become triumphant through all of this. It's no more crying, no more, you know, stuck in a corner and right. Just feeling all these type of emotions that I allowed to overtake me. And
it's interesting. You mentioned that it's a journey, but once you get there, you're not necessarily a permanent resident in Triumphville,
yes.
Are you? I mean, you can backslide, and talk about that, because people may think, okay, I've overcome this. They look at you and go, she's actually overcome this. She's written the book. She's helping these people. You were saying it's almost a daily process for you to continue on this road.
Yes. Yes. And something that you mentioned prior to us going on the air, it's a minute by minute process.
Yes.
as we shared before we got on the air, it can be a minute to minute process. There are certain things that, and let me also piggyback on, let me go back 1 second and say that during this process, we all have triggers. And so realizing also the triggers, it's, once you know, Rick, your self-worth, knowing your self-worth is extremely important. Knowing your value is extremely important. That all becomes very important in this process of self-healing, self-development. It's all a part of this process, which is extremely, extremely important. It's vital. It's extremely yes. vital to know that, you know, I'm just stuttering because there's so many nouns and adjectives and verbs that I can use this, you know, and I just really want that reader to know that if I can make it out through all of these traumas that I have been through, and if you want to know all of the traumas I've been through, read the book.
Well, it's got it all laid out there. What Dr. Robin went through, how she overcame, where she is now, and how she is helping people. And let's talk about writing the book again. There were periods when you said it was really challenging for you. Did you ever reach the point where I just can't do this? I just can't continue writing the book. Were there times you thought about stopping?
Yes, I thought about stopping many, many times. And as I mentioned a little while ago, is that girlfriend. You have to definitely have that support group. When she said to me, that book that you have to write, you need to write this book, has to be and will be for somebody else. And that's what really kept me going. My faith kept me going to give me the strength that I needed to write this book. As a person that's involved in the community here in Montgomery, prior in Georgia, where I resided, being a part of a lot of nonprofit initiatives, you know, speaking on domestic violence and a lot of trauma, you know, it was just crucial for me to write this book. I just had that tenacity. I have to finish this book. You know, I have to make it through. I have to write this book. And those are the things, those words, those, you know, my very close friend here in Alabama just kept saying, are you finished yet? Are you finished? So it was a process. I closed my office and I said, I have to just get through this no matter how I am feeling. I just have to do this.
Will you do another book?
Yes.
There are thoughts that, you just answered my question. I can see you, like, you've got all of this. You've got a response now to the book. You've got more years of experience. So you are thinking about a sequel?
It won't be a sequel. It will be another book. I feel that all of the trauma that my second husband has put me through, it's how do you take care of a spouse that you are about to divorce in his dying days?
Interesting.
That's the next book. Yes.
Interesting. How are you coming on that?
I'm sorry?
How are you coming on that? Are you close to having this finished?
No, I haven't started yet.
Oh, okay. Just the ideas.
Yes. It's been a thought, and hopefully next year, that's something that I want to write, because that was, once again, it was very, now that was very difficult for me as well. Taking care of a spouse that you've said, okay, I've had enough. There again, we're having enough, but there's nobody else that's here for this man that you're about to divorce. And I just said to myself, what would God want me to do? God would, if the shoe was on the other foot, would he take care of me? Who knows, right? But I decided to be that good, faithful person that God would have wanted me to do, you know, and be that good, faithful Christian wife. That's what God would have wanted me to do, take care of this man that's dying, passing away right in front of me. Even though it was very challenging, it was extremely very painful, very challenging. But, you know, Rick, having to write this book, it also built up my strength of dealing with this sickly husband. It just, Yeah, it gave me even more resilience, more strength because of what I've went through in my life. And it gave me that strength, that willpower, that determination to help this person that's dying in front of me.
We'll be watching for that book, and you can keep up with Dr. Robin by going to her website, very simple, drrobin.info, a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Just a few minutes left in the program. I don't know where the time has gone, but it's gone by way too quickly. What advice would you get to someone who feels stuck in their trauma and they can't find a way out? Maybe they've tried and failed in finding a way out. What advice would you like to leave with them?
The advice I'd like to leave with them, if you don't succeed the first time, you keep going. Keep trying, keep going. Utilize in 2025, there are so many resources out here to help you. Contact me and I will help you as a counselor. I will help you. And the website is doctor, and it's D-R, not the word doctor. It's drrobin.info. But again, there's so many resources out here for one to utilize. Fortunately, we're not back in the Stone Age. Fortunately,
yes.
There's so many resources out here nowadays. If you're going through any type of trauma, if you're going through any type of domestic violence, and again, I share a lot of resources in the back of the book that if you don't know, use Google, pick up the phone, talk to friends and family that you trust. If you are a member of a church, I do a lot of group counseling as well to help people. There are free resources out here nowadays, but I have to also stress, Rick, that a person has to be sick and tired of being sick and tired.
So they need to do their part and they need to want out of the cycle and then yes. Look for work or look for help out there. We're taking another 30 seconds here. What happens? Why are people, and I guess I'm assuming, are they reluctant to share with other people? Was it reluctant for you to share with others? And people think, okay, therapy, I'm going to go to a stranger, I'm going to spill out everything about my life. How difficult is it to let that barrier down so you can actually help somebody?
Yes. And I was at that place as well. Who do I trust?
Yes.
Where
yes.
do I go? Who do I trust? Because then you're being judged. Nobody doesn't like to be judged. And that's when I used the resources that my church gave me. And because not everybody, as we know, we can't trust everybody. People, a lot of people think that they are our friends and we're not. So it's also going back to my faith, asking God for a discernment, you know, reveal these people that are supposedly my friends and to show me who can I go to for this? But once again, my church was very instrumental. My pastor was extremely instrumental in this process, not only sharing other resources for me, the book also shows not only the resources, but there's so many support groups out here. That's very, very important because joining a support group, you're around people that have gone through
yes.
where you're at. So that's number one that I would by far check out support groups in your area. Not every counselor or therapist is for everyone. That can be a process as well. But there's just a multitude of different things. And as I mentioned, resources that somebody can go to, there's, you know, hotlines out here that one can look into and call and to say, I need help. But making that first step, Rick, and saying, realizing I need help, that is the first step. I need help.
A lot of information in the past 30 minutes with our guest, Dr. Robin Gethers. All of that in her book and more. It's more than an award-winning memoir. It's a practical insight, inspiration, a step-by-step guide. The book is available wherever books are sold. Her website, drrobin.info. That link is on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book, of course, available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. She mentioned Reader's Magnet, self-publishing marketing company with Reader's Magnet. It's all about your story, assisting aspiring and veteran authors in fulfilling their dreams. They arranged our conversation with Dr. Gethers today. Doctor, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Stay in touch. Much more to talk about. Thank you for sharing your story. A pleasure having you with us.
Thank you for having me. It's been my honor, my pleasure. And I just hope that that person grabs the book. And if it's not for you, let it be for somebody else.
The book is very simple to get a hold of. Thank you so much. It's From Trauma to Triumph by Dr. Robin Gethers, G-E-T-H-E-R-S. DrRobin.info is our website. You're listening to This Week in America. More on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.